What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
Ross Clifford joins me on the line now. Good morning to you, Ross.
Good morning, Rodney.
Great to have your company once again. And how are things in Sydney?
Pouring.
Really?
Absolutely pouring.
We had that on the weekend.
Well, there you go.
We've sent it on to you guys.
You always lead the way, my friend.
Now, an interesting topic today, and we're talking about art. When is something art and when is it not? And I guess it's a fine line and it's really down to people's interpretation. But can we make any hard and fast rules?
It's a good point, isn't it? And is it just culturally determined, or are there other basic principles that we ought to put in place? I think there are basic principles. I would think the Bible and people of goodwill would concur that if art in its form is at any time degrading or making people vulnerable, then, you know, that is moved away from art and is moving into other areas, where it be pornography or whatever. So, you know, I don't think art that's degrading or making people vulnerable for no greater good is art at all. And, mate, the conversation's been there for a long time with the sort of photos we're talking about, 13-year-old girls, 11-year-old boys, etc. When is something seen as obscene in one era? You know, it's not necessarily regarded as culturally valuable in another. So something could be obscene in one era and seen as culturally valuable in another. And I think that's the conversation we're having here. I don't think Australians understand how the art community doesn't get it, that we see the photos that are being chatted about as obscene in our era, in our time, even though, you know, 10 or 15 years ago we might have not been too concerned. We know so much more now about how pornography works, how pedophilia works, about the extent of pedophilia in our community. So, you know, what was okay 10 years ago, or we, you know, didn't concern ourselves much about, is not necessarily the case today.
But I guess there you're talking about pornography, and are we then making a value statement that these people who are presenting photos as art, that we're saying, no, it's not art? I mean, where do we draw the line? Now, a lot of people would just say those photos are not suitable, and that's just the end of the story. But, I mean, can we really make that statement, or are we looking at something else here?
I think we can make the statement. I think the majority of the community say, yes, we understand this. I mean, yeah, the inconsistency of it. I mean, if I was at a beach, whether it be Bondi or North Beach or whatever, and I was taking photos of people on the beach, including photos of young people, the chances are the police are going to come along and take me down and interview me. And, you know, we know that. And if I had some of the photos as they appear to be on the front of my computer, my computer page, then I don't think I'm going to be working too much longer at Morling. I think the community gets this. I mean, I don't think they're trying to attack any particular artist or what his intent or her intent was at the time. They're simply saying, this is the world we're in. We're in a world where we're protecting children. We understand pedophilia. The police and others are right to crack down on photos of young people that adults are taking, whether it be on the beach, wherever that situation be. And, you know, if you're 53 or 54 and you're taking photos of 13-year-olds, not on today, nor is it on for public display.
I suppose there's a couple of things that I should bring up there. One is, if you were just down at the beach taking photos, you're taking photos of people without their permission. And when we're talking about what is being called art, the people have been asked for their permission, the children have been asked for their permission, their parents have been asked for permission. So that's a different set of circumstances there. Also, when we're talking about art, a lot of artists will say, but our job as artists, as creative people, is to push the boundaries. I guess there's two things there. One is that thing of permission, but the other thing, pushing the boundary. So therefore, is it wrong for them to push the boundaries, or is it a case of they've pushed the boundaries too far?
Look, I think it's sad that parents do give permission for children to be photoed, to be part of a photograph in this way. And, mate, I don't think you can give permission for a 12, 13, 14-year-old child in that context. And I think that's what the community is saying as well. No matter who you are, guardian, parent or whatever, that child doesn't know what they want. They don't know where they're going to be in the future. And it's not just art. Look at all the debate going on in the fashion industry. People saying, you know, 16-year-old girls shouldn't be presented in that particular away. So, yeah, I don't think kids should be able to give that sort of picture. And, you know, pushing boundaries, fine. I mean, there's some great artists who push boundaries in the sense of photography about the pictures of war and devastation and in other areas they bring us that really prick our conscience. But can you push the boundaries with respect to children and sexuality today, and the community saying no, there is no boundary to be pushed? Just don't do it. And I think artists who don't hear that are living in another world.
Rodney Olsen here talking to Ross Clifford this morning, our discussion on spirituality and belief, and we're turning our focus on art today, particularly looking at a couple of photo exhibitions or art exhibitions using photos over the last couple of weeks, where police have gone in and seized photos and said, you're not to do that. The art world is really up in arms saying, this is art, you're mistaking it for pornography, you can't do this. And we're just seeing where that line is drawn. I guess, Ross, the question for me is this, that even if the photos, and I can't claim to have seen them, but even if the photos have artistic merit, we still go back to the creation of those photos, and it's still involved with permission of parents and permission of the child, we must admit. It still comes down to a grown man who is taking photos of a naked girl, asking her to pose in various poses to get his photos. And I'm thinking, that's not particularly healthy in itself.
Absolutely, Rodney, and it's not helpful for grown men to be looking at the photos either today. I just don't think, either case is warranted, and I totally agree with you. And what concerns me about the art community on this particular issue, the art community is always telling us that censorship is a fluid thing, and, our understanding of what's appropriate and not changes with respect to language and what we can watch on TV and at the movies. So we've got to be culturally aware and not hold ourselves back to prudish ideas of the 20s or 30s or 40s. Get with it, be with it, make sure your censorship is culturally aware. They say that, but when it goes the other way, like people saying, okay, well, maybe we weren't concerned 10 years ago, but we are concerned now. We are culturally aware about the impact of pedophilia and the impact of such things, and so therefore we want to stop that. They say, oh, no, you can't do that. So the culturally aware thing seems to be only going one way. What's happening in Australia is culturally aware Australians are saying this is an area where censorship should apply. We should not have adults taking photos of children, nor should adults be watching them. And why can't the art world get it? Because the art world's always telling us that censorship's got to be culturally aware. We're saying to them today, yes, be culturally aware. It's no longer appropriate to do this stuff.
It is interesting, and I mean, when we're talking about this sort of thing, we've got people taking photos of young children, other people going along to the exhibitions to look at these, and again, it comes down to whether it has artistic merit or not, but in the end, as we say, it is still taking photos of subject matter that generally the community would agree is not suitable, and yet, when there's an outcry against it, it seems the easy way out is to label everyone who doesn't agree as wowsers and then just almost take the moral high ground in putting this sort of stuff out there.
Absolutely. And as I say, they'll use censorship to suit themselves. We've all got to loosen up and go with the culture. But when the culture speaks out against something, oh, no, we must resist culture and still be independent and do what we think is appropriate. You can't have it both ways. I totally agree with you, mate. And look, it's interesting. There's a book out that I'd encourage people to get hold of. It's a Focus on the Family book. It's called Protecting Your Children in an X-Rated World. It's written by Jan LaRue and Frank York. And I know Jan LaRue. She's a lawyer. She's involved with concerned women on all sorts of issues. And she's a first-rate author. And Protecting Your Child, she points out a couple of things that I think we need to understand. She's saying, how do child molesters desensitize or seduce children into engaging in sexual conduct? Well, they use photographs. I mean, they use photographs of children that could have a sexual sort of orientation to desensitize children. We know that now. We know that in the year 2008. And she also talks about the fact that young girls feel that they need to model out the photographs of the images being displayed in our community. They need to model that themselves. And so when there are photographs out there, young girls themselves think, well, that's not inappropriate, then why shouldn't I do that myself? And we also know that in underage sexuality, sexual intercourse, people are using photographs and situations like this to try to force other underage kids to have sex with themselves. So it's not just that the photos are out there and we might be offended about, you know, men taking photographs and looking at them. It's what people will use these photographs for. And how come the art world doesn't get it? We understand that pedophilia out there, we're not talking about any of these people being pedophiles themselves, but the pedophiles out there use resources and material to desensitize kids in order that they can try to seduce them themselves. And, mate, in such a world, there is no, you know, you just do not give the benefit of doubt to photographs of 13-year-old kids, knowing how they could be used, no matter if the photographer's trying to be as innocent as whatever.
It's been a fairly weighty subject today. Where are we going to go next week?
Oh, we're going somewhere altogether different. the book The Secret's back. It never went away. It's been one of the best-selling non-fiction books. But there's a court case about it, and it's really quite interesting. And so many Australians and people around the world have been attracted to the book The Secret. And we're going to talk about that again and what The Secret's really on about and why the court case is out there and whether the court case is actually, you know, in some sense, shows some weaknesses in the book The Secret itself.
Okay, look forward to that. Ross, thank you for your time today. We'll catch you this time next week.
God bless you, my friend.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.